Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Else.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. It is the third and final hour of the program here on America Eve, the day before Independence Day, July 3rd, a day when people are already starting the celebrations. Maybe you're off today. Maybe you're not working. Maybe you're working a half day. Maybe you're just going to get home from work tonight and begin your long Independence Day weekend if you can take the long weekend. Just make sure that you celebrate responsibly. When next we meet on Friday morning, I hope that you still have all of your fingers. So it's also a day in which we can take your memories of longtime Bristol County District Attorney Paul Walsh, who has passed away. If you would like to call in with any memories of him, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. You heard Phil talking about the Karen Reed mistrial and Trooper Michael Proctor now under investigation. So the state police have really been hammered by the public and as a result of this trial and as a result of the conduct of Trooper Proctor and others involved in this. So yesterday, the State Police Association of Massachusetts put out a statement, which comes from Brian Williams, who is the president of the State Police Association of Massachusetts. And I'm going to read this to you. It's just a couple of paragraphs, but I'm going to read it to you in its entirety because I think it's important for you to know what the State Police Association, basically the Union of the State Police, feels about the way that things are being characterized and the way that some bad apples have tainted the entire organization. So this comes from, again, Brian Williams, president of the State Police Association of Massachusetts. On behalf of the 2,000 men and women who comprise the State Police Association of Massachusetts, our thoughts are with the O'Keefe family. The loss they have suffered is immense. We remain hopeful that justice will be served so the family receives the closure they deserve. This trial shined a bright light on our judicial process and the nuances of legal proceedings. It also blurred the line between fact and innuendo presented during the defense of the accused. While the courts consider next steps, the focus has shifted to yesterday's disciplinary action taken against Trooper Michael Proctor. It is our understanding that this discipline came as a result of the trooper's private text message exchanges that were made public during the trial. We also understand that it has no relationship to salacious allegations of cover-ups, collusion, or conspiracies offered by the defense. The association is proud of the work our members do each day, as well as the fact that our Massachusetts homicide solve rate is the envy of the country. At the same time, we must be clear that we do not condone the language used in text messages presented as evidence during the trial. While these matters evolve, we remain committed to representing the interests of our members and will continue advocating for an educated, highly trained, and diverse workforce to serve the Commonwealth with pride and distinction. So there you go. The statement there focusing on the fact that, yes, Trooper Michael Proctor deserves to be investigated and if necessary, punished for his actions, but it's the State Police Association is pointing out the issue is the text messages. The issue is what he was saying in those text messages, the information about a case he was investigating that he was giving to people who weren't law enforcement and who weren't working the case. That that's the issue here, that it's not any supposed role in a cover-up or frame job or conspiracy. So I thought it was interesting that the state police put that out directly. They made sure that they made that clear in their statement. So I don't know how you feel about that, 508-996-0500, but certainly the state police and now the State Police Association have both commented on Proctor's behavior on his text messages and said that, you know, he's been suspended. And basically what this is, from what I've been reading from a lot of people who are kind of in the know about this process, this is just because of the union, they can't just outright fire him. This is the beginning of the process that will probably end with him taking a forced retirement. But the state police saying, we also understand that this has no relationship to salacious allegations of cover-ups, collusion, or conspiracies offered by the defense. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in the retrial if the Commonwealth narrows its focus on the charges. If they make it OUI resulting in death, the conspiracy kind of goes out the window at that point. Then it just becomes about the facts of whether or not was he hit? Was he drunk? So I know someone asked a question yesterday of Chris Markey. I heard little bits and pieces of it when he was on with Chris. And somebody asked the question, do you think Proctor would be involved in a retrial? Would he be called as a witness? I think you want to try to narrow that focus enough that you can get around him. Because not that the things that he did are of the same level of a Mark Furman, but could you imagine having to call Mark Furman back to the stand after what happened the first time? Anyway, 508-996-0500. There are some folks who are already sending me app chat messages saying that they're going to rent pools on Swimply. So just make sure you get on there quickly because I'm sure that they book weeks in advance. But yes, you can read more about that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app if you would like to rent someone's pool for a couple of hours and have yourself a little pool party. Another thing that you can do coming up on Friday afternoon, it is Cape Verdean Recognition Week in the city of New Bedford, celebrating the independence of Cape Verde, Cabo Verde. And as part of that, the Ernestina Morrissey has returned to her home port of New Bedford. Now, the schooner has become the official state vessel of Massachusetts. It is maintained by Massachusetts Maritime Academy. And there are a lot of things that, as the state's official vessel, the Ernestina Morrissey does. But the legislation that was put forth by Senator Mark Montigny and Representative Antonio Cabral requires that it be in New Bedford for 90 days out of the year. And as part of that, it is coming home for Cape Verdean Recognition Week, and there will be free guided tours available of the schooner Ernestina Morrissey Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. I've never been on the Ernestina. I'm going to try and get over there for one of those. But Friday from 3 to 6 p.m., free guided tours. And of course, you know where the Ernestina Morrissey will be docked. It'll be at State Pier. So just in case that's something you're interested in doing on Friday, which I believe the weather is supposed to be decent for Friday. I'll have to double check that, but one of the many great things going on all this weekend. As we mentioned, Assonet Freetown has fireworks tonight. Tomorrow, of course, New Bedford, Fall River, they have their fireworks. Plymouth. There's a whole list of them that you can get from WBSM.com and on the WBSM app of all the places where you can go to see fireworks in the coming days. We also mentioned that Ollie's in New Bedford now has an opening date set for Wednesday, July 31st, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So you can get over there to Kings Highway and check out New Bedford's newest discount store. And of course, don't forget, all this week, we are giving away tickets to see Styx and Foreigner at the Xfinity Center in Mansfield in August. If you want to enter to win tickets, you can go to WBSM.com or the WBSM app. Tim's Tickets brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. The place to go for all of your 4th of July needs. They're going to be open tomorrow. If you, you know, if you want to go and get all your celebratory items from Stevie's today, that's, you know, that's a good idea. Get ahead of the game. Then you don't have to head out tomorrow. But if you do have to go out tomorrow to get them, Stevie's Wine and Spirits will be open. Their hours will be 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow. And of course, they're on Huddleston Avenue here in Fairhaven. They also announced a tasting event that's coming up at the end of the month. Their summer 2024 tasting event with over 10 vendors sampling a variety of wines and spirits and 10% off specials. It's happening Saturday, July 20th, 1 to 4 p.m. at Stevie's. And am I here that weekend? I believe I'm home that weekend. So you may see me over there. But while we're talking about concerts, sad news for those of you who might have had tickets to see Heart at Fenway Park coming up. Because Ann Wilson, the lead singer of Heart, has revealed that she has cancer and the band is postponing the remaining shows on its Royal Flush tour. Wilson said in a statement yesterday she underwent surgery to remove a cancerous growth and is recovering steadily, but that her doctors urged her to undergo preventive chemotherapy and to take time off from performing in order to fully recover. So the rest of the shows on their North American tour have been postponed to 2025. And they're working out the details now about how they're going to make up those shows, and they'll get that information out to the ticket holders. But she says, this is merely a pause. I have much more to sing. But then said, respectfully, this is the last public statement I'd like to make on the matter. She did say that she is okay. She's doing well. She's expected to fully recover, but that, you know, they just have to take time off for her to heal. And as, you know, somebody who went through this, I understand it. Even when they say you're all good, you're free and clear, there's still some recovery that happens. So, and if you've ever seen Heart live, oh my God, what a performance. First of all, they're a great band, but she is just an incredible singer. And I'm sure to get that kind of power, she needs to have a lot of energy. And recovering from cancer surgery, she's not going to have that kind of energy for a while. So, understandably needs the time off. They'll come back better than ever in 2025. And if you didn't get tickets this time around, well, maybe you'll be able to get tickets next year because they are an amazing group live. I always love the fact that, you know, this was a band that had existed for, you know, 10 years when they finally had their first number one hit. with These Dreams. And who was the lead singer on that? Not Ann Wilson, her sister Nancy Wilson. She sang that song. It becomes a number one smash hit. And Ann's like, oh, gee, I'd like to have a number one with my voice on it someday. And sure enough, she is the singer on Alone. That becomes Heart's second number one hit. And that's the trivia question that I won tickets to see Heart on the radio. They said, you know, These Dreams was the first number one hit for Heart. What was their second number one? And I was like, I know that off the top of my head. I don't even have to Google it. So, yes, if you had tickets, just be aware that show has been postponed. 508-996-0500. We're going to take a break and be back in a few moments. And let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
All right. Start out with the condolences for the Waltz family. He was a tremendous human being, first of all. In his job as district attorney, he had full integrity. And he's one of the people in my lifetime that, through his efforts, allowed me to look into the face of justice. He believed in the Constitution and the rule of law, and he was excellent at what he did. Second piece would be, in recognition of Cape Verdean Recognition Week, think about this. Back in the 70s, the CYO leagues were highly competitive. One of the greatest players during that era was Alan Gannetto, who I ran into yesterday at the Vet Center, and we had some good conversation. But one of the things is, during the 70s, I think it was 71, a Lady of Assumption had won 120 straight games in a row.
Wow.
Right? And then it was getting toward the end of the season. St. Francis was on top of the league. Owellawe was second, and I think we were third. But we ended up knocking out St. Francis. That allowed Owellawe to vie for the championship. When we played Owellawe, we had beaten them to stop the streak. But here's on behalf of Cape Verdean Recognition Week. During that game, my brother and I, who were in the Roman Catholic Seminary, played in that game. And we beat him, I think it was 54. And we knocked out that record. Several years later, because we were in the seminary, we didn't even think of this, but the school was still registered as a third division school, which isn't allowed in CYO basketball, okay? And so on behalf of Cape Verdean Recognition Week, somebody has to correct the CYO record and realize that Owellawe was still unbeaten throughout that season and many prior to it and many after it. You know, that's a correction that needs to be made in the CYO archives. And I tip my hat to Alan Gannetto, who was probably the greatest player in that era for sure. The guy was smooth. He was unbelievable. But we talked about how, you know, the summer leagues, the basketball leagues coming up, you know, the street players, that's no longer in existence, and that should be resurrected. I know Mr. Brito, who recently passed, was involved in that down at Monty's. But there should be an expansion of it. Maybe if there's any extra money through ARPA or anything like that, they could reinstitute that so that kids that don't get the chance to play in high school, maybe good enough, but for whatever reason get knocked off, could at least compete in the summer. That's my word for today, and I'm sticking to it.
Absolutely. Well, you have a great Independence Day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Very good. Thanks.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good day. And we will take more of your calls, 508-996-0500. And, of course, one of the things that I like to tell you about when you've got time off, when you've got a day off, is how you can go out and enjoy a delicious breakfast at Just Another Phoenix Restaurant on Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth. I do want to make you aware, though, that if you were planning on maybe heading on over there for breakfast because you got the day off tomorrow or Friday or Saturday or Sunday because you're taking an extended weekend, just know that they are actually closed this week for vacation. They will reopen on Monday. So Just Another Phoenix Restaurant on Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth is closed until Monday. But when they reopen on Monday, make sure you head on over there and get some of those delicious specials And maybe you got to head back to work Monday. And you say, well, I don't have time to go out for breakfast on Monday. That's okay. You can get their whole menu through their drive-thru window. So you can stop in, pick up something on your way to work, on your way to your appointments, on your way to wherever you have to be, and still have a full, delicious breakfast. Not just the sandwiches or donuts that you get through other breakfast drive-thrus. No, you're going to be able to get omelets, pancakes, French toast, everything through the drive-thru at Just Another Phoenix, Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth. But again, they are closed this weekend. They will reopen on Monday. All right, now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all of the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
A second Democrat declares no faith in President Biden, marking the 60th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act and the FDA banning something in your soda.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A second Democratic lawmaker is openly declaring a lack of faith in President Biden's campaign. After Biden's poor debate performance last week, Texas Congressman Lloyd Doggett became the first congressional Democrat to officially call on Biden to step down. And just hours later, Congressman Jared Golden of Maine revealed he's also lost faith in Biden's reelection, saying it's been clear to him for months that Donald Trump will win. Former President Trump's sentencing in his New York hush money case is being postponed until September. Mark Mayfield fills us in.
This comes after Trump's lawyers filed a letter with the judge looking to set aside the recent guilty verdict. The sentencing will now be delayed until September the 18th at the earliest. The lawyers asked for more time to go over any potential impact from the Supreme Court's immunity decision, which gave Trump immunity for official acts in office. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Rudy Giuliani is being disbarred in New York. A state appeals court made the ruling on Tuesday. The Republican, who was once renowned for taking down the mob in New York City, can no longer practice law in New York State. The court ruled he repeatedly and intentionally lied about former Trump's loss during the 2020 election, adding he, quote, flagrantly misused his position as Trump's attorney to do so. Hurricane Beryl continues to churn across the Caribbean. As of the latest update, the National Hurricane Center in Miami said Beryl is at Category 4 strength with 145-mile-an-hour winds. The storm is expected to bring life-threatening winds and storm surge to Jamaica today. Some weakening is forecast, but Beryl is still expected to be near major hurricane status as it moves into the Central Caribbean. Millions of travelers are out and about ahead of the 4th of July holiday. NBC News' Tom Costello has more details on the record number of Americans taking to the air for their trips.
The record 32 million passengers, nearly 3 million a day, are flooding through TSA checkpoints over the extended July 4th stretch. Average wait times, 30 minutes for standard screenings, under 10 minutes for pre-check.
TSA says one of its biggest challenges that's slowing down security lines is intercepting all of the weapons that passengers keep bringing to airports every day. Meanwhile, the FAA reports the flight cancellation rate is the lowest in nearly a decade. AAA predicts that a record 60 million people will travel by car, nearly 3 million more than last year. Black leaders in the U.S. are commemorating the 60th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act. The landmark Civil Rights Bill was signed into law on July 2nd of 1964 and outlawed discrimination based on race, sex, and religion, and dismantled Jim Crow laws. On Tuesday, Vice President Kamala Harris posted, quote, "The leaders of the civil rights movement carried the baton, and now they have passed the baton to us." And an ingredient in soda is being banned by the FDA over health concerns. The federal agency says that starting next month, brominated vegetable oil, known as BVO, will no longer be allowed in food because it's no longer considered safe. BVO is used in soda to stop citrus flavoring from separating from the beverage and floating to the top. Some studies have shown that the additive is toxic to the thyroid.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox open their series against the Marlins with an 8-3 win. Three-game set continues tonight in Florida with a first pitch set for 6:40.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Mostly sunny skies start off the day, and you know what? We get to keep it, too. It's going to be a really beautiful day across the South Coast with a high close to 80. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, your low near 64. And for Thursday, mostly cloudy, chance of an isolated shower late in the day with a high once again near 80. humidity. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Of course, today is the day if you are a fan of the Beverly Hills Cop movie franchise. Today is the day that the latest installment has been released. It is exclusively on Netflix. It's called Beverly Hills Cop Axel F. And it's getting mixed reviews online, but that's all right. I'm still looking forward to getting home this evening, maybe popping a little popcorn. I don't really love popcorn, but maybe I'll have some anyway. And cracking a beer and sitting back and watching old friends, because I'm a big fan of the Beverly Hills Cop movies. And I think this is, from the trailer, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. And I don't get bogged down in what the critics say about movies. I just enjoy them for what they are. You know, there were a lot of people who criticized when Netflix went for the 80s nostalgia route and made that new Pee Wee Herman movie a few years ago, Pee-wee's Big Holiday. And people are like, just like a retread of Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I thought it was fun. Then that's what I'm looking for. Just a few hours of fun. Few hours with Axel Foley. That's it. I even like Beverly Hills Cop 3, and nobody likes Beverly Hills Cop 3. I'm just hoping that, you know, this turns into something that will revive that franchise. Make another movie or two. Whatever, it's for Netflix. Who cares, right? So they've done really well with the nostalgia. And speaking of 80s nostalgia, look at what they did with Cobra Kai. They took the Karate Kid franchise. And by the way, we have to give credit where credit is due. That started off as a YouTube series first. They had what they then called YouTube Red, which has now become YouTube TV. But they had a YouTube pay service, and one of the first shows that it launched was Cobra Kai. And that's where the first season aired. And then Netflix ended up picking it up and turned it into the monster hit it's become. And the final season is coming up in just a couple of weeks. But that's a strategy that works for Netflix, the 80s nostalgia route. Stranger Things, one of the biggest shows that they have. And a big part of that is the 80s nostalgia of it. So bring back more, you know, make some more Beverly Hills Cop movies. Make some more Gremlins movies. I know they've been bandying about a potential Gremlins sequel for a long time. Do it. People will watch it. People will enjoy it. Don't worry about what the critics say. If it'll get you some more subscribers. Maybe they don't stick around past watching the movie, but it's fun. It's just good, old-fashioned, 80s Cineplex fun. So I'm looking forward to watching Axel F. tonight. And then skulking around all day Thursday with the Axel F. song in my head. I guess they made a new song for this movie. This movie actually uses some of the classic songs you remember from the Beverly Hills Cop movies. I'm sure Axel F. will be in there. But also Shakedown by Bob Seger, Neutron Dance by the Pointer Sisters. Maybe this new song will become as iconic. I know it has Tim Capello, who's the saxophone player in The Lost Boys, the guy that has no shirt on. He's actually going to be at the Michigan Paracon with me in August. So looking forward to getting to meet him and getting a photo with him. One of us will have a shirt on, at least, I guarantee. But, I mean, that's just good, clean 80s nostalgia fun. So, I mean, I say clean fun, but I'm hoping the movie isn't clean. I'm hoping it's just like the original Beverly Hills Cop. One and two, great movies. I'd watch them every time they come on. Three, I get why people don't like it. I don't mind it. But it's, you know, certainly third on the list so far. But yeah, that is now streaming on Netflix. Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F. 508-996-0500. DSY sent in a Snapchat message. Are the fireworks in New Bedford going to be real or are they drones? Now, it's regular fireworks this time around. But the drone show, I think, is a great alternative. And as some people pointed out last time, you know, why not do both? Well, they could do both, but it would require more fundraising. So if you are a business that would like to contribute to the city's fundraiser fireworks display and say, I'd like to donate this much money to cover the drone part of it, I'm sure they'd be willing to listen. So if you do get a chance to go to the fireworks, and again, I hope you enjoy them. It's not really my thing, but if it's your thing, I hope that they're the best ones ever. To me, they always just seem the same. But you can start tonight in Assonet, Freetown. They have their fireworks this evening. New Bedford, Fall River tomorrow. Let me give you the breakdown of the times here. So tonight, the Freetown Assonet ones, those are happening at 9 p.m. Tomorrow night, Fall River is at 9:30. New Bedford is at 9. Then we have Plymouth as well is at 9:30. You know, plus there's a whole bunch of other ones. They're all listed at WBSM.com and on the app. But on the 5th, you can go to Middleborough at 10 p.m. and see them set off from Battis Field. And then on the 6th, let me get the time for that one. Hold on the 6th, on Saturday night, you can go to Marion at 9:15 as they set them off from a barge off Silver Shell Beach. So you can have yourself 3-4 full nights of fireworks if that's what you are into. You know my position. I've made it clear this morning. Seen one, seen them all. But if you enjoy them, there's plenty. And there's a whole month's worth and beyond listed on the website. So you can go to fireworks every night if you wanted to. Just about. 508-996-0500. Let me take my next break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. And Phil Devitt can't hear me right now because he's working on some stuff in the news booth. But he would want to join in this part of the conversation because that is the theme music to his favorite movie of all time and one of my favorite movies of all time, probably number 3 or tied for 2. It's Poltergeist and then Ghostbusters Back to the Future. So, but today is the 39th anniversary of the release of the original Back to the Future film. It was released on this date, 1985. And next year will be a huge celebration. I should have worn one of my Back to the Future t-shirts today. I have a couple of them. I have one that I wore a couple of weeks ago at Phil's request. But I also have another one that I was like, oh, you know what? I got to wear that this week because I'm going totally casual this week with nobody around. I was like, oh, I got to wear that this week. And I thought about wearing it today, but I decided not to. And I should have, completely forgetting that it's the anniversary of the release of the film. So I guess I'll have to wear it Friday. But yes, I am a grown man. I am a 46-year-old man who owns not one, but 2 Back to the Future t-shirts. And I am not ashamed of that at all. So, I don't really know how you'd want to celebrate Back to the Future's anniversary, but you can celebrate the 50s with us on July 18th. because that is 50s night in downtown New Bedford. And as part of that great event, we will have all 50s music on WBSM from 3 p.m. until midnight. So as soon as Barry's show is over on July 18th, we will go directly into 50s music and have it all night long with limited commercial interruptions. And it's going to be, and you'll even hear the voice of Joe Jesus talking about 50s night and what it was like in downtown New Bedford in the 1950s. And then you, while you're out there enjoying it, walking around and looking at all the cars downtown, you'll be able to hear all the great music of the 50s. But we started early so that we can get you ready for it. And then we keep it going all night long because we know you don't want the fun to end. And that last hour will all be backseat music. Maybe even the last, you know what, we'll do the last 2 hours. I'm the guy that programs it so I can make these decisions. The last 2 hours, 10 to midnight, will be all backseat music. And you know what I mean by backseat music, right? That's for mom and dad after the kids have gone to bed. That's when you would take the 57 Chevy out to Lover's Lane. What was the Lover's Lane around here? I don't even know. But you would take it out there, you would park, hop in the back seat, and what was the way that my boss used to refer to it as? Watch the submarine races. I think I could say that one on the radio. So, but that's the idea of that music. It's for mom and dad after the kids have gone to bed. So we will have all of that. And it's brought to you by a number of great sponsors who make that special broadcast happen. And those will be the only commercials you're going to hear during 50s Night is for those great sponsors who made this all happen. 508-996-0500. I got time to take a quick call. Let's do that. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yes, good morning. Who's the guest for the Boston Pops this year?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'll have to look it up during the commercial break and let you know.
Never. And across the street from the old Dunkin' Donuts over there in Fairhaven. Mm-hmm. What's going on over there?
At the corner here?
At the corner.
They're building a Starbucks.
That's a Starbucks?
Yep.
And where's the Burlington going to be?
Burlington is going to be in the Fairhaven Commons Plaza next to Marshall. So where Job Lot used to be years and years ago.
Gotcha. Okay. Have a good weekend.
All right. You as well. And why don't I take that last commercial break right now and I can look up that information and find out who might be the guest for the Pops. We'll be back in just a few moments. I got more important things to do. Spend my time going on with you now. All right, welcome back in. The final few moments of the program here before we'll be off tomorrow. We're all going to take the holiday off, and then we'll be back Friday. I'll be back Friday. Barry will be back Monday. He's taking the long weekend. Brian will be in for him on Friday, but myself, Chris, Brian will be here with you on Friday. And I did look up the answer to the question of who is performing with the Boston Pops this year. It is Kelly O'Hara, the Mavericks, and Darlene Love, who normally I associate with Christmas because it wasn't Christmas until Darlene Love showed up on David Letterman and sang Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. I don't think she'll sing that. Maybe she will. I hope she does with the Boston Pops. But of course, she's got a great catalog of hits. And also a great actress, too. She was Danny Glover's wife in the Lethal Weapon series. And they're working. Speaking of 80s nostalgia movies, the rumors are that they're making Lethal Weapon 5. Not the one they made on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but a real Lethal Weapon 5. So a reminder, too, again, because it is a big weekend for throwing things on the grill, that if you are going to be doing that, you want to get yourself over to the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, where they've got not only high-quality meats, but meats cut exactly the way you want them. Thicker cuts, thinner cuts, fattier pieces, less fat, whatever you want, they can do it for you. And then you can give the family exactly what they're looking for at your Independence Day cookout. So get on over to the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Not only can you get all of your meats, you can also get everything you need for your party. Chips, you can get stuff to make a salad, and of course, the most important thing, the beer and the wine. They have that there in their beer and wine cellar. The cheese fridge. They've got great pre-made foods as well. If you want to make it a little bit easier on yourself, they can do sandwich platters, whatever you need. So stop by the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. So that's going to do it for me for today. Stay tuned. Chris McCarthy's coming your way with South Coast Now. I'm sure he'll be talking quite a bit about the passing of Paul Walsh, the longest serving district attorney in the history of Bristol County. We do have the story up at WBSM.com and on the app. We've already added some comments from some important people in the area. And we have more that'll be coming your way that we will update that story with as the day goes on. So keep checking that out at WBSM.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.